songs are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, the Apostle Ronald Sali. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Sali.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you all for joining us on Piercing Darkness Show. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We're having church right now, live on radio. Wherever you may be, driving, cooking, playing sports, listening on your device, listening on your radio machine. In a car, Jesus is right there. You see, the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I, the Lord, shall be in the midst. So as I talk on the radio right now and you are there, we are gathered together and there's no distance in the spirit. The Lord can walk into our situation and bless us. So as we fellowship and talk about the scripture and the things of the spirit, we can trust God to bless us. I'm coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts, where I just finished speaking at a conference. I did the first session last night where God really moved powerfully. And when I began to speak in a conference here in Boston, God gave me a revelation from Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, about restoration, where he says, I'll restore health unto thee. And for they call thee an outcast, that no man seeketh after. So he gave me a revelation about they, an identity that people, that the enemy inserts on you versus what God has called you to be. And how you can deal with these elements of darkness that are out to mess up your life and make you wounded. Those wounds become destructions to your life. It's a very powerful message. I'm going to play it on the radio one of these days. But overall, we look forward to another powerful session I'm going to be doing in the evening. To the glory of God, Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible. So it's exciting that we're coming to you live in Florida by way of technology, and you're going to hear testimony, and you're going to hear some powerful revelations about the things of the Spirit. And also, I want to personally invite all of you, my wonderful listeners, to come and join me at the Crowley Center the coming weekend, August the 10th and August the 11th at 7 p.m. The days are coming very fast. We're going to be at the Crowley Center auditorium, at the main auditorium. Invite family, invite friends. You can come on a bus. You can come. You can call for a ride. You can get a ride. We're going to put buses together, bring people from different parts of town. So some of you want to come, but you don't drive. Just call our ministry line and request for a ride early, and the arrangements will be made. Because, you know, some people don't mind coming to pick you up to come to the crusade. But if you can drive, it's easy to find. It's downtown. You see, when we do Two Nights of Miracle, I was being interviewed the other day on a Spanish radio station. And they asked me, what are Two Nights of Miracles? And maybe you're asking yourself in the mind, what is Two Nights of Miracle? Is this a comedy show? Is it a play? No. Two Nights of Miracle is an atmosphere that is set by God, you know, to move in lives of people as we gather together at the Crowley Center to worship him. And an atmosphere is set for God to be glorified. You see, an atmosphere has to be set. If you study the scripture, the Bible says that when even was come, they brought unto those that were sick and healed them. When even was come, that could be interpreted as an atmosphere set. When an atmosphere was set, they brought unto those that were sick and healed them. So the Lord wants to heal and set the captives free. If you're hurt, you're discouraged, you're tormented, God wants to set you free. But an atmosphere has to be set. And that's why we invite all of you to come to the Crowley Center. It's not just a regular, it's not a normal regular service. This is not a church service. This is a crusade. You know, crusade, the terminology means war. when you gather, you know, saints together, the angels of war release to confront people's problems. This is the battle you're facing. Maybe you need a fresh anointing for your ministry. Maybe you're a minister. Maybe you are, you got a business. Probably you need to be revived. You know, this is a place to be. And the glory of God is going to be present. So God is going to do mighty miracles and mighty signs and wonders for his glory. Because there's nothing that is impossible with God when you believe. It's not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be in the atmosphere where miracles are going to happen. And Jesus is going to be glorified. So I want to encourage you to go to our website. We have a landing page that we have set up specifically for this crusade. It is twonightsofmiracles.com. And you can go to twonightsofmiracles.com, and that's where you can be able to really connect with us. And register, if you want to register, and tell us how many people you bring so we can reserve tickets for you. It's free admission. You can get a ticket at the door to enter, and bring your church group. If you want to bring your church group, of course, let us know. I'm coming with my church group. We want to sit next to each other. We'll reserve a section for you. It's going to be very amazing. And we want to see Jesus glorified. And I can tell you, you're going to see miracles you've never seen before. God's going to heal people. God is going to set people free because he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. So we want to remind all of you to plan to be there. It's two nights, and if real friends of mine are coming, we're going to have Steve Brock is going to be there ministering, very anointed voice, and also we're going to preach in our church this Sunday morning and Sunday night. We're going to have Bruce coming to be with us. So wonderful sounds. Several people are coming to join us in this crusade. Above all, Jesus is going to be there. And he's going to be the one doing the miracles. We're going to be there watching and enjoying. You see, the Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, as it was, you know, in the scripture, when you see the Bible, and when you read the Bible and see the works of the Lord did while he was on earth, those are the same works that he's going to do. Because it is never limited. You know, this man was impotent for 38 years, and he sat by the well, and he never got healed. Every time he got up to go get healed, an angel would come and stir up the water. Somebody would beat him to the spot. So the man never got healed for 38 years. Did God want to heal him? Of course. But he couldn't get to the spot. Somebody beat him. But one day Jesus came and asked him, do you want to be healed? He said, yes. And the Lord healed him. So maybe you're wondering, well, my case and my situation is worse, and I've done everything I can, and I can't get out of it. What am I going to do? Let me remind you, for your own information, God knows what he can do, and God wants to do what he wants to do. So what are you going to do for me is right now, say this out loud and clear. Lord, increase my faith, help my unbelief, deliver me from any frustration so I can receive my miracle. You see, God wants to set you free, but you have to be willing. There has to be a result. The Lord didn't violate the man's free will. God had to ask him a question. Do you want to be free? And he said, yes, then God healed him. So that's the same question God is asking you. Do you want to be free? Come to the crusade. It's free admission, free touch, free parking. When they have Broadway concerts at the Crabby Center, tickets cost $600. It depends sometimes, $300. It depends what level you go to. But when you come to this crusade, it's free admission. The place is safe, secure. They got good security, cameras all around, free parking, good seats. Environment is safe. You know, just come and be in a place where God is going to be moving. And we're going to worship God, and we're going to, you know, lift him up. And then he's going to be glorified. You know, one of the things that God revealed to me yesterday when I was ministering in Boston, that, you know, wounds, you know, the enemy's weapons that he uses to destruct you, and nobody can bear a wounded soul. So God wants to heal you and deliver you from whatever is hurting you. And Jesus is the same yesterday, and he's the same today, and he's the same forever. So we are in the time of miracles and signs and wonders. And before we go back to the studio, I just want to say this. Go to twonightsofmiracles.com. And you can go to pyvineyard.net if you want to get to know about the ministry. You want to know about what the ministry is all about. You want to check it out. Go to pyvineyard.net. We got some information for you there. And if you need information about the crusade, go to tonightofmiracles.com. You can call us. We can call the station, and I will give you information. But Jesus is Lord. And I want to thank all of you wonderful listeners and partners and friends for supporting and also for taking time to listen to this broadcast. And all these testimonies you're going to hear, all the glory belongs to Jesus. It's not a walk of our property. It's the walk of the Holy Spirit. So shalom, and enjoy this, the next part of the broadcast. As Marilyn takes over, we're going to go back to the studio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, that was a man of God encouraging you. Tonight's a miracle. Next week, Friday, Saturday, and also on Thursday, he's going to have a school of Holy Spirit where he's just going to have this session. It's going to be at the Embassy Suite where the men of God is just going to begin to teach and prep us for that day in the Kravis Center when the power of God is, you know, moving, that you can be able to receive and experience your miracles. Praise the Lord. We're going to be at the downtown Kravis Center Friday, Saturday next week, 7 p.m. nightly. The address is 701 Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida. It's right downtown. Free admission and free parking. Just come in if you want to call a number you want to call if you don't have access to internet. You want to call the number to call to also register your name is 561-337-9018. Again, it's 561-337-9018.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Crusade in the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with Man of God Apostle Ronald Solly, August the 10th, Friday, and August 11th, Saturday, at the Raymond F. Kravis Center, 701 Okeechobee Boulevard. God uses Apostle Ronald Solly incredible. Thousands upon thousands around the world have been touched and blessed, and their lives changed through his ministry.
And I command your eyes to see. Oh, the pain is gone. Who did this for you?
It's free admission and free parking. Come experience God's touch and celebrate your victory in Jesus. For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or visit the special link, twonightsofmiracles.com. Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord, and all roads lead to the Raymond F. Kravis Center for Two Nights of Miracles, August 10th and 11th, with Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Two Nights of Miracles next week, Friday and Saturday. And Thursday, School of Ministry is going to be at the Embassy Suite in Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach. We're going to give you more information about that. If you're interested about that, when you go to the website, thetwonightsofmiracles.com, to register. Also, you're going to see information at the bottom of your the screen about the School of the Holy Spirit. It's just going to be an amazing time. The men of God are going to begin to teach you and sharing the word. And it's just to prep your heart to make sure that there's nothing that's going to hinder you, that when you come Friday and Saturday, you're going to be able to freely receive and worship the Lord with no hindrance, with nothing. Because, you know, from the beginning of the year, we've been prepping for this crusade. It's the biggest crusade of the year. Every year, the men of God hosts this crusade, and people come from all over internationally. I mean, from all over. Because it's just an amazing night on God's presence where we all gather together and we will worship in a beautiful theater downtown West Palm Beach, because God deserved the best and he deserved, you know, all the glory for what he's about to do. Again, Friday, Saturday, August 10th and 11th, downtown West Palm Beach. Address is 701 Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida. And for more information, if you don't have access to an internet, you can call this number and ask them for information, direction, any concern. You could just talk to them and they'll be able to help you. The number is 561-337-9018. Again, 561-337-9018. 337-9018. We're going to listen to some testimonies and let these testimonies of what God has done for his children just inspire you to believe God for your own miracle.
After I got married, I wasn't able to, they told me my womb was not able to conceive a child. And then the man of God had a word of knowledge and prayed for me. They told me that, okay, when I first started to get my cycle, I had very bad pain. And they told me that I have multiple cysts that grew, in my lower abdominal. Now, I didn't only have one, I had six. And they were growing every time. And they told me if I tried to have a child that me and the child will die. And then there was an anniversary, the man of God called me forward and prayed for me and my husband. And I just would like to give God praise because I gave birth to my first son. And there's nothing wrong with me or him. And I give God praise for that. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a powerful, powerful testimony. And, you know, when you're in a situation like that, and I know there are many women out there that is, you know, go through this kind of situation where they can't be able to have a child. But nothing is impossible with the Lord. And these are, you know, special cases where, you know, you have, you know, no way. There's no medical help that can help you. But then once you put your trust in the Lord says, I can do it. And we're going to share another testimony. You know, the reason why we're sharing all this testimony with you is to also talk about and then declare what God is doing, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that does miracles, you know, when he was walking on the earth, Jesus, he's the one that is doing them today. As the apostle always says, it's not the work of a man, but it's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's the reason why we share all these testimony, so it can ring back in your mind that God still does miracles. And if I put my faith in action, I believe just as he does for these people, he's going to do for me too.
I'm not done. Who else has a testimony? Just because we had three, we can get five testimonies because God has been doing mighty things. Keep coming. God bless you.
I want to give God praise because I used to have a lot of problems with my iron. Ever since I can remember, my iron was low. And then in one of the service apostles had a word of knowledge for it. And I said, I know this word is for a lot of people in here, but I believe it and I receive it. And then the next time I checked my iron, it was normal. So I give God praise for that.
Wonderful Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Let's see what God has done for our sister here.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God does miracle again. Next week is the two nights of miracle, long awaited two nights of miracle. That's going to take place downtown West Palm Beach. The address is 701 Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida. Do not miss these two nights of miracle. Go online if you have access to internet. Go online to twonightsofmiracles.com and register. Register your name, your family. We're just going to have your ticket and everything, a package for you, just to, you know, waiting for you when you get there. You know, sometime if you come, you're going to be in the long line. But if you register, we're just going to have everything prepared for you. So go ahead and register your name, your family, your friends, whoever you're bringing. And if you don't have access to internet, the number you can call to do that is 561-337-9018. Again, it's 561-337-9018.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Crusade in the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with Man of God Apostle Ronald Solly, August the 10th, Friday, and August 11th, Saturday, at the Raymond F. Kravis Center, 701 Okeechobee Boulevard. God uses Apostle Ronald Solly incredible. Thousands upon thousands around the world have been touched and blessed, and their lives changed through his ministry.
And I command your eyes to see. Oh, the pain is gone. Whoa. Who did this for you?
It's free admission and free parking. Come experience God's touch and celebrate your victory in Jesus. For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or visit the special link, twonightsofmiracles.com. Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord, and all roads lead to the Raymond F. Kravis Center for Two Nights of Miracles, August 10th and 11th, with Apostle Ronald Solly.
Again, phone number you can call is 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. You can call this line. It's a prayer line, but it's also an information line too. If you need information about the crusade, or you want to visit one of Apostle Solly's services or the church, you can call this number, and there's people there waiting to help you, or to just minister to you if it's prayer that you need. So call 561-337-9018. We're going to share one more testimony with you about what God has done for this wonderful lady.
I work at a hospital, and they were having a freeze where they wouldn't hire or fire anybody. And they started taking hours from people where they're cutting the hours. And I put in a prayer box, and I said, God, you know I need this money. And the freeze ended today, and my hours were never cut, and I was the only one. God gave me favor.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that wonderful testimony where the Lord intervened in her situation and secured her job. You know, all these different kind of testimony, what I really love about hearing testimony is that, you know, the Lord, not just testimony only about healing or deliverance, but it every area of our life, if we having problem with, once we surrender to the Lord, He take care of it. You know, if it's, you know, wanting a job, you ask the Lord, He'll make a way for you. He'll do it for you. If it's, you know, something that has to do with your physical body, He will do it. Or even relationship, whatever it is, there's no compartment or limitation to what God can do. Once you give Him your life and you say, Lord, this situation is in your hand, you give Him access to come and to do with it. Because one thing about the Lord is, you know, He sees what you're going through. He sees your problem. But the Lord is waiting for you to invite Him in. You know, you have to say, Lord, I need your help. And once you say that, you are recognizing that this situation, I can't take care of it. I can't do anything. I need the Lord's help. And it's not because He doesn't see it, but when you confess it, what it does is it just open up the heart, and then you are recognizing that you depend on Him. And then He just come in and take care of it. But you have to invite Him in. You have to open up the door, say, Lord, I need your help. Because you won't just rush in, but you have to invite Him. So at this moment, we're going to go to this wonderful interview that, you know, this man of God, his name is Jim Cenero. He's with Certain Sound Ministry, and he interviewed Apostle Solly. Enjoyed this wonderful interview.
Welcome to Certain Sound with Jim Cenero. We are delighted to be with you again. I am blessed to have with me a friend of mine who I've known for many, many years, and who over the last 8 years has been just a wonderful support of my ministry. When I stepped out into this new season, I needed people who would believe in what God had shown me and the new season that He was bringing me into. And this man was gracious enough to invite me to his church. And now I believe I've been here to Oasis of Power Church about 8 or 9 times in the last 8 years. And you've all become family to us. Amen. And so, Apostle Ronald Solly, I want to say a thank you to you, man of God, for your graciousness to my ministry and for being a friend. Amen. And I am so blessed to have this opportunity to do this interview with you.
Amen.
Apostle, before we go any further, I want you to tell the people how you were brought into this new level of the deeper things of the Spirit of God and how he began to use you in the gifts of the Spirit.
Thank you so much. I was born in Africa, and I was raised up in a church where the fire of God was demonstrated, and the pursuit and hunger for God was so deep in my heart that I went after the Lord, spent about a year spending the night in our church praying and pressing in. I'll go to church, pray all night, worship, and then the next day I'll go to school. And from there, the Lord began to give me the instruction about the future, how he had called me to go to the nations, and the instructions he had for me. He told me he's going to take me to different parts of the world to preach the gospel. So when he sent me to America, he gave me an assignment, and he told me, I wanted to go to America, and I'm going to use you to release a fire to cause an awakening in the nation.
Now that was a big step for a young man.
Yes, very big
step. How old were you, Apostle, when you did this step?
I was 16.
16?
Yes, I was 16 when I began
That's
to pursue
God. That's amazing, to leave your mother and father
yes.
and your family.
Amen.
But you had definitely heard the call of the Lord.
Yes, exactly. I had the call of the Lord, and I began to step out by faith. And at 16, I began to evangelize and witness in Africa. And I traveled to different parts of Africa, preaching the gospel, witnessing, and I'll come back. And then Lord sent me to Europe. I went to Europe, and I was in Europe for some time. Then I came to America.
Praise God. That is awesome. Now, when did the gifts of the Spirit begin to start operating through your ministry?
Thank you so much. The gifts of the Spirit began to operate through my ministry after 1 year of pressing in and also stepping up by faith. Immediately, God began to release the word of knowledge, revelation knowledge, wisdom, and miracles. I began to experience miracles. In one specific meeting, my pastor was supposed to come and speak. And I was there to help because I was on his entourage and team doing videography and several other things. So I got there early to make sure everything is fine before he comes. But for some reason, he couldn't make it. So the host pastor said, well, the choir had been singing and the speaker can't make it. So he said, since one of his team members is here, we're going to ask him to preach. So I didn't know what to say. So I took the microphone and I began to say the same things that my pastor was saying. I said, if you came sick, God is going to heal you. Miracles are going to happen. Blind eyes are going to open. Jesus is Lord. Those are a few things I said. And immediately I said, the sick come forward. I made an altar call for salvation. I told the sick to come forward. So the sick came forward. When they came forward, I began to lay hands on them. Miracles began to happen. That was an eye opener.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So miracles are for today, Apostle?
Miracles are for today. Jesus is the same yesterday, today,
Amen.
And forever. Miracles are for today.
I ask that kind of facetiously because some people believe that they are not for today. They believe that the Holy Spirit moved in the book of Acts and that book, that chapter ended, and today there's no manifestation. But I have been a part of a ministry, as you well know, where I've seen mighty, mighty miracles, and in my own ministry, mighty, mighty miracles take place. So no one could ever convince me that God does not move in the miraculous, because like you said, he's the same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 5 verse 17 that Jesus entered a certain village, and the Bible says something amazing. It says as the word of God was going out of his mouth, the Bible says the power of the Lord was present to heal.
Amen.
That tells me something. Amen. If Jesus hasn't changed, and we know he hasn't, when he's speaking through a man of God like yourself or myself or other men of God, the power of the Lord is present to heal. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what happened when you just took a step of faith in that instance.
Amen.
Praise God. And ever since then, he's been using you. How many years ago was that, Apostle?
That was about...
Praise the Lord and hallelujah. What a wonderful interview. We're going to continue this interview for you by next week. We're going to continue it. The end of the interview. It's just such an amazing interview, how the men of God is speaking about, you know, how the Lord called him to ministry, the step he took. And, you know, one thing that he says was amazing is that after a year, you keep pressing in. And, you know, that's the part some people having some problem with. You know, it's the pressing in. You know, just keep pressing in. Do not give up. When you ask God for something, it's not just one time and you give up. You keep pressing in, because the Bible says even before you even ask, the Lord already answered you. But the transition from the spiritual realm into made manifest in the natural realm, that's where it, you know, it's tricky. It takes part. Just like Daniel, you don't stop in day one. Even though it took 21 days, you keep praying. Because when the angel comes to Daniel, says, just the time you even put in your heart to seek God, God already, you know, sent the answer to what you are asking him for. But the angel says he was withheld, you know, by the prince of Persia had withheld him, where he had to call for reinforcement for him to break through that resistance to bring the answer to Daniel. So just keep pressing on, keep praying, and knowing that the Lord hears your prayer and he answered them. Because the Bible says, whatsoever you ask in the name of Jesus, as long as in the will of the Father, and it is his will to heal and deliver you, he will answer you.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Crusade in the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, August the 10th, Friday, and August 11th, Saturday, at the Raymond F. Kravis Center, 701 Okeechobee Boulevard. God uses Apostle Ronald Solly incredible. Thousands upon thousands around the world have been touched and blessed, and their lives changed through his ministry.
And I command your eyes to see. Oh, the pain is gone. Who did this for you?
It's free admission and free parking. Come experience God's touch and celebrate your victory in Jesus. For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or visit the special link, twonightsofmiracles.com. Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord, and all roads lead to the Raymond F. Kravis Center for Two Nights of Miracles, August 10th and 11th, with Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord, and remember that the Two Nights of Miracles is next week, Friday and Saturday next week. Not many days left. I think it's probably only 5 more days left. And, you know, just prepare yourself. Go online and register at twonightsofmiracles.com. If you don't have access to internet, call our prayer line or information line, 561-337-9018. Again, 561-337-9018. Call and register. If you live in a surrounding area, you even want transportation, you can also call that number and we'll help you to make sure you got transportation for coming. So just call this number and ask them any question. They'll be able to help you. And if also you want prayer too, they also will be able to pray with you. Again, the number is 561-337-9018. Free admission, free parking. You don't have to pay coming in. It's free. Free admission, free parking. I know, you know, coming to this kind of theater downtown where the seats sometimes can go up to thousands or something, but then you are entering for free. It's just the Lord. It's just the grace of God. It's nothing we're trying to show off. It's nothing like that, but it's just the grace of God, because it takes the grace of God to believe the Lord to supply all these needs, that we're able to have such in a crusade, a venue whereby the people of God can come freely, come receive, and just be empowered. And it's just God grace, and we give God all the glory for what he's done. Again, a number to call is 561-337-9018. And if you have access to the internet, you can go to twonightsofmiracles.com, and there you can register for the Two Nights of Miracle. And also, if you're interested in the School of the Holy Spirit, in the bottom link, there's a link there that's going to give you more information about that session, the class that Apostle Sally will have on Thursday. It's called the School of the Holy Spirit. If you also want more information about the School of the Holy Spirit too, you can also call the same number, the prayer line information line. They're going to give you more information about it. 561-337-9018.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Crusade in the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, August the 10th, Friday, and August 11th, Saturday, at the Raymond F. Kravis Center, 701 Okeechobee Boulevard. God uses Apostle Ronald Solly incredible. Thousands upon thousands around the world have been touched and blessed, and their lives changed through his ministry.
And I command your eyes to see. Oh, the pain is gone. Who did this for you?
It's free admission and free parking. Come experience God's touch and celebrate your victory in Jesus. For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or visit the special link, twonightsofmiracles.com. Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord. All roads lead to the Raymond F. Kravis Center for Two Nights of Miracles, August 10th and 11th, with Apostle Ronald Solly.
Healed. Now, if you look at Isaiah, and please bear with me because this is going to help you. Because I believe God, everyone who came tonight here sick, oppressed, will be set free by the power of God. It says in Isaiah 53, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The power of the word of God is based on what you believe. So God is not limited to our understanding, but the manifestation depends on our ability to believe and to receive the word. So then it says in verse 6, matter of fact, I'm going to read verse 4, from verse 4 to 6. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Why do you carry your grief? Why do you carry your burden? Why do you carry your stress? Because you think it's the way to go. It says in verse 5, but he was wounded for transgressions, he was bruised for iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Wow. So the Lord was, he went through our suffering, our sickness, our shame, our pain, so we can be free. But it manifests through his word. So it says, by his stripes we are healed. It's already happened. So when you are attacked with a sickness, or you attacked with infirmity, you have to remind it or decree to it that God's word said, I am healed. So the Lord took my pain 2,000 years ago. That's what the word says. So the devil wants to steal that from you and say, well, where was God when this thing happened? I remember a woman invited me to go and pray for her in the hospital. It was JFK Hospital. And she had cancer. And when I showed up in the hospital, it was very bad. And they were threatening to send her home because of the cancer. And it was really bad. And I mean, she was really distressed. And I walked into the hospital and I rebuked the cancer. The cancer left. So the next day when they're supposed to kick her and send her home because of the cancer and she has no insurance, they did not find the cancer in her. The next day did not find the cancer. Somebody say hallelujah. This is what they did. They said, we want to keep you longer here. You don't have to pay for it. Just stay here. We want to run some more tests. They kept her for some days. Not because she had cancer, because they were trying to figure out where did it go. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. So when he speaks his word to you and said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. What does it mean? My adopted daughter, because of your faith in me, that bandage cannot stay. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Let me break it down for you a little bit more. Now, it says, who has believed our report? Now, the report of the Lord, whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. That, what does God say? You are more than a conqueror. Someone say, I am more than a conqueror. What that means, there is a conqueror that is conquering your bondage. So, whether you come, you are crowned with more than a conqueror. So you don't have to do nothing about it. All you gotta do is follow the conqueror's instructions. Somebody say amen. Jesus never said he's more than a conqueror. No, he said you are more than a conqueror. So he, Jesus Christ, is fighting it for you. So as he conquers it, then you come in and walk in through the shadow of the manifestation of the victory that he has written. Someone say amen. But how do you walk into that dimension to experience the manifestation that crowns you to become more than a conqueror? It is faith. So the serpent comes. Jealousy people always want to come around to question your authority and entitlement to what you have. People that covet what you have, they covet it because they want it for themselves. So not because they're happy that you have it, they wish you didn't have it and they had it. So you have to come to them and worship them for help. And God doesn't like that. That's why covet is a sin. And jealous, when people are jealous of you, they will kill you if God doesn't protect you. You have to be very careful with jealousy, people, because it is a very bad spirit that allows the enemy to be able to push whatever magnitude of attack he wants to launch to try to destroy you. You have to be very careful. Once you identify the people are jealous of your success and they're envying your, you know, your intimacy with the Lord, be wise. Do not hate them, but proceed with caution. Be as wise as sons of serpents, but as harmless as doves. Now, I want to give you the word because the word is going to bring healing to your body and to your soul and to your emotions and to bring deliverance into your future. Someone say amen. Watch this. God said, don't eat from this tree. Let's go back to the scripture. The devil says, no, God didn't say that. He's jealous because God fired him from heaven. He has been kicked out. He lost in heaven. You know, he was given a black eye. He was sent down screaming and crying. And he was so discouraged. And then God presents man, puts man on earth in a garden. Man is filled with favor, authority. The devil is jealous. So he comes to question, what is the intentions of God? What is he planning to do with man? What is God's desire? Is fellowship. Everybody say, God desires fellowship. That's why Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat occupies you more than God. Because it's about you. Only one person said amen. I'm preaching good. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Very powerful revelation is going to help you forever. This is going to change your life. Satan doesn't tempt you with what you have. He tempts you with what you don't have. But what you have, he steals. Do you get it? So what did men have? Men had fellowship and intimacy. So what does it come? Come to steal man's perception of this intimacy with God. So if I can steal this, then I can be able to take man out. Because if man has lost intimacy with God, it becomes easy for me to attack him and destroy him. But as long as man is intimate with God, I cannot mess with him. Why? Because God is right there. So what the enemy is trying to attack is your relationship with God. If your relationship with God is mesmerized with and you have no intimacy with God, then you're going to look to other locations for help. I will lift my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the creator of heaven and earth. Somebody say amen. Maybe you're believing God for a husband. Maybe you're believing God for a wife or children or a car. Your fulfillment is not going to come from the husband or the wife or the car or the degree you're dreaming about. It comes because of your intimacy with God. Somebody say hallelujah. What you need is the Lord, not money. Money is going to come looking for you. You look for the Lord. That's why the Bible says, thy kingdom come. It never says, thy money come. No, it says, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Here on earth, as it is in heaven. I need Jesus. I need him. I need him more than yesterday. I want to encounter him. It's not a husband. It's not a wife. It's not fame. It's not buildings. It's not the bank. It's the Lord you need. It's not long hair. It's the Lord. It's not the gold necklace you need. It's the Lord you need. Hallelujah. I want Jesus. Give me Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. God is speaking to you because this is 2018. You have to prepare for what God is about to do in your life. So young lady, don't get depressed. Young man, don't commit suicide. Parents, don't worry about your children. You know what you're talking about? This is my baby. Yes, but give your baby to Jesus. You worrying about these kids. Once they grow up, they're going to say you're old school. Sometime when you call them, they're going to do their phones like this. Them, I'm again. But you need Jesus. Jesus ain't going to do that to you. Jesus ain't going to say, you're bothering me. One tell you, I'm gonna call you back. Anytime you call him, yes, honey. He desires fellowship. So you're worrying about the teenager, you're worrying about, pray for them, but give them to God in prayer. Say, Lord, I give you my teenage daughter. I give you my son. I give you, you know, what is bothering you? Give it to the Lord in prayer. When you process it, when you surrender it to God, it enters the machine of glory. God begins to squeeze it. As it squeezes your problem, praise comes from within you. As it presses your mountain, praise comes from within you. As it smashes your opposition, praise comes from within you. Don't you be distracted by the devil. Away from you. Somebody say hallelujah. So you take the picture of this man you are in love with, and he didn't return your call, and you cry for 6 hours. You get depressed. You're worried. And God says, that should be me, not him. this young man, a girl broke up with him. He was so upset, he was going to go run into the train and commit suicide. And his grandparents talked him out of it. He felt like his life had crushed because she meant everything to him. And she found another man and she didn't want to be with him anymore. And he didn't want to receive it. So when she told him it was over, he says, "What? I'm done. I'm going to die." And the Lord says, "Why would you die because she said it's over? Don't die because she said it's over. Come to me." The enemy will tempt you with what you don't have. Why? Because it makes you think that when you get it, you will be fulfilled. The word is get fulfilled by his word. So when increase comes, it is not a destruction, it's a stepping stone. Can I amen to that? Are you going through some persecution? Are you going through some trials? Has the enemy been attacking your finances? Has it been?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Really did not want to stop that powerful message. It was such an amazing message. And from what you just heard, this is the kind of fiery, intense message that the men of God preach from deep revelation. That's what he's going to be speaking, you know, in the Kravis Center. You know, it's just a weight of what God is going to speak through him. It's just going to be an amazing time, because those kind of messages, when you begin to really hear it and open up your heart and receiving it, it just start building up intimacy in your heart in a closer walk with the Lord. And we just give God God give praise for that. Also, just want to remind everyone who's listening, next week, Friday, Saturday, two nights of miracle is going to take place in West Palm Beach, Florida. And the address is 701 Okeechobee Boulevard. Phone number to call is 561-337-9018. Again, 561-337-9018. If you have access to the internet, go to twonightsofmiracles.com and then click the registered button and just register your name, how many people you're bringing, how many tickets you want to reserve. We're going to reserve that for you. Again, number to call for prayer or more information is 561-337-9018. We give God praise for what he's about to do next week at the Two Nights of Miracles.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Crusade in the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, August the 10th, Friday, and August 11th, Saturday, at the Raymond F. Kravis Center, 701 Okeechobee Boulevard. God uses Apostle Ronald Solly incredible. Thousands upon thousands around the world have been touched and blessed, and their lives changed through his ministry.
And I command your eyes to see. The pain is gone. Who did this for you?
It's free admission and free parking. Come experience God's touch and celebrate your victory in Jesus. For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or visit the special link, twonightsofmiracles.com. Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord, and all roads lead to the Raymond F. Kravis Center for Two Nights of Miracles, August 10th and 11th, with Apostle Ronald Solly.
Yes, August 10th and 11th, which is next week, Friday, Saturday, two nights of miracle, finally here at the Raymond F. Kravis Center, downtown West Palm Beach. Address, 701 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Number to call is 561-337-9018 for more information. And remember, you don't have to pay for this. Is admission free and parking free. You just come in. The only thing you have to do, if you want to register, just go online and register and preserve your ticket. It's just going to be an amazing time in God's presence. And this is going to come to a conclude of our show. And if there's a listener out there, someone who wanted to receive the Lord, and through this message, the testimony, you know, just the Lord been tugging in your heart and you just want to reconcile with the Lord, you could just repeat this after me with faith and sincere of heart. Say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. And in Jesus' name, I'm born again. Amen. And if you say this prayer, the Lord, the moment you confess it, he's right there coming to your heart, and he have made his home in your heart. Father, we give you praise. And if you also want to know more information about salvation, or you want someone to pray with you, again, you can call 561-337-9018. It's our prayer line, also our information line. You can call this number, and if you have access to the internet, again, you can go to tonightsofmiracles.com, registered for the Two Nights of Miracle next week. That's going to take place Friday, Saturday, and the time is 7 p.m. nightly. We're going to be there. Also, we have TV show tomorrow. Our TV show is in channel 13, WFGC. Apostle Sally have a TV show there. You can plug in tomorrow and watch the show. And we hear every Saturday at 1 p.m., 1 till 2, on this station. So just remember, every Saturday we hear by 1, and Apostle will be here next week, next week to continue just another powerful show. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show this afternoon. Again, Two Nights of Miracles next week, Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m. nightly, free admission, free parking. Phone number to call is 561-337-9018. If you also want to visit us, visit the church. We have service Sunday morning at 11:30, and also Sunday night. Every Sunday night, we also have revival service Delaware Beach at 7:30 p.m. That's when it starts. Again, 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. God bless.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Crusade in the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with Man of God Apostle Ronald Solly, August the 10th, Friday, and August 11th, Saturday, at the Raymond F. Kravison, 701 Okeechobee Boulevard. God uses Apostle Ronald Solly incredible. Thousands upon thousands around the world have been touched and blessed, and their lives changed through his ministry.
And I command your eyes to see. Oh, the pain is gone. Whoa. Who did this for you?
It's free admission and free parking. Come experience God's touch and celebrate your victory in Jesus. For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or visit the special link, twonightsofmiracles.com. Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord, and all roads lead to the Raymond F. Kravis Center for Two Nights of Miracles, August 10th and 11th, with Apostle Ronald Solly. Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.